Thank you, John, for that. So yes, so I have been asked to talk about Priscilla and Aquila tonight. Thank you, Chris is just moving my stuff across. So last week, Jess, if you had heard, was talking about Peter. And the reason I'm talking about Priscilla and Aquila tonight is we were looking at different characters in the Bible that you may not know so much about. And Priscilla and Aquila is one of those characters, couples that I didn't know a huge amount about. And also there's not a huge amount of information around them either, but yet they're mentioned 6 times in the New Testament. So they're a very important couple, particularly for Paul, which we will discover more clearly as I go on. So I want to unpack a little bit by saying who they are and God's purpose and plan through them. And actually, how is that relevant for us today, God's plan and purpose? Their united strength as a team, as a couple, and again, how that we can find that united strength in our own team. And their pioneering ministry in the early church particularly, but then again, relating that today as to our pioneering ministry within our own community that we live in. So let's start with who are they? Well, we know that they were married, husband and wife, and they actually lived in Rome. Aquila apparently originated from Pontus, which is on the shores of the Dead Sea, and Priscilla was from Rome. Now, Paul, in his letters later on, refers to her always as Priscilla, which was actually his habit of using formal names whenever he was writing. And on 2 occasions, Priscilla is actually mentioned first, which could indicate that she was of a higher social status than her husband, but we really don't know. And also, it could also be an indication that she was seen in the church as, you know, with a particular role that she had in the early church with them, possibly with teaching. But it's not actually clear and it's not documented to what extent that was. We do know that they were converted Jews. Again, there's little information as to when they came to know Christ or who it was that brought them to Christ. But when, as you saw in the clip earlier on, they certainly were believers of the faith. By trade, they were established tent makers and they had their business, which was set up in Rome. And initially, again, that would have been from Apollos, not Apollos, sorry, we're talking about him later, but Aquila, who learnt that trade from him when he was younger. And then when he came over to Rome, taught his wife the business as well. And together they grew that business. And we also know that they became friends with the Apostle Paul. Paul became really good friends with them. So how do we know, how did they know Paul? Well, we know from earlier on in Acts 18, which Chris didn't speak on, but on verse 3, that Paul was a tent maker as well. And when he traveled around spreading the news, he always wanted to make his own way regarding his upkeep and living costs, etc. And so in that verse of 18:3, verse 3, we see that actually he met Priscilla and Aquila when they were in Corinth. And he sought them out as fellow tent makers, and he actually stayed with them and partake in some of that tent making at the time. He also, we know from future letters that Paul wrote, that they were very good friends, because in Romans, it's not on here, in Romans, oh, on here on my slides, on you, that you can see on 18 verses 3 to 4, and also in Corinthians and Timothy, they are referred to as Paul greets and please greet Priscilla and Aquila, which is another sign of that friendship that they would have had, which brings that together. And in our reading tonight as well, Chris started on Acts 18, verse 18, they travelled from Corinth to Ephesus with Paul. So they were Paul's companions in that travelling as well. So that's a little bit of background about who they were and how they met Paul. But let's sort of unpack what was God's purpose and plan for them. So apparently the gospel was going viral in Rome, and the Emperor Claudius did not like this happening, you know, and so he wasn't sure who the Christians were, but he knew that the origin was that they were Jewish based. So actually he decided to evict all Jews from Rome. And so Priscilla and Aquila fled from Rome to Corinth, and that we find out in Acts 18 verse 2. If you want to go back and read it, that. So we know that that's how they ended up in Corinth. And it was in Corinth, as I say, that they met Paul, and they set up their own new tent business there. And it was during that time that they were actually in Corinth with Paul that Paul passed on his wealth of knowledge. This was his second missionary trip that he was doing. And so he had that knowledge and that spiritual wisdom, which he would have sat down having a meal and friendship, or as they were making tents and just talking like everyday language about Jesus and about what he had heard through the disciples and that knowledge base that he had. So that's how they grew in their learning and understanding of their faith, of the faith. And when Paul went to Ephesus, he asked them to come along with him. Now, some say it could have been that Priscilla and Aquila actually decided to set up another part of the business in Ephesus. Again, we're not 100% sure whether they left the business that they established in Corinth under the care of somebody else, or whether they literally packed everything up and went with them. But in that journey that they made with Paul, they had a same mission view that they wanted to spread the news of Jesus. And then so that was really important when they did that. And it was actually here when they were in Ephesus that, as we read tonight, is when they actually met Apollos, who was a Jewish scholar from Alexandria in Egypt. Now, Apollos was preaching about the Messiah coming. He was still talking about the message that John the Baptist had given. And it was when he was talking in the synagogues and that Priscilla and Aquila heard him talking that they realized that he hadn't the whole story. He knew the scriptures and the promise and what the prophets had said, but he hadn't heard about the fact that Jesus actually had come and walked the earth and had died on the cross and rose again. So they took him aside and took them back home to his house, just like what Paul had been doing when they spent time with him, and just told him the truth about the way of God in a more adequate way so that he could understand truly the fulfilling of Christ through that. And so with God's plan and purpose for them, you know, through the persecution that they underwent in Rome, his plan was him to move to Corinth. That's where they met Paul, where they had a deeper growth and understanding of the faith. And then ultimately how he then met Apollos, who again grew an understanding and a deepening of his faith as well. And actually through all that, God's word was spread further afield, and how the good news was through everyday language and through everyday living was spread to lots of different people. So how is that relevant for us today? Well, do you know, it's actually putting time into learning, that we need to spend time reading the word. We need to spend time reading about what people have done and the letters that Paul wrote, and really truly understand that. Because if you don't understand that and truly believe in that truth, then how can we spread that on? And also through that is talking to God. And talking to God is praying. And if we don't pray, then again, we won't have that revealing of God's plan for us in our own lives unless we do that. I mentioned earlier on about moving here to Bedford because I had a picture. Now, some of you who know me pretty well will know that I'm somebody that gets pictures as I think things through. And the picture that I was mentioned earlier on, I initially was like, well, what does this mean, sort of thing, and questioned if God was actually talking to me through this picture. And it was a very clear picture of the story of Ruth, and how she was picking up the harvest at the end of the day and just having the leftovers. And God was saying, I don't want you to do that anymore. I don't want you using those leftover, just filling in the pieces and doing the jobs that other people don't particularly want to do. I want you in the other field, reaping and harvesting and telling people about me. And so I talked it through with Chris, and he was a bit like, okay, where are we going then? And I was like, I don't know, but I know we just got to move. And then it was a little bit later that I went back to Chris and said, I think God's telling us that he'll show us the house. And that's where we go. We just to look everywhere and God will show us the house. Because in my heart, and also with Chris, we both felt that our ministry together was through using the house as well. And that was really important that we found that right house. And so through discussion, that's how we sought out what God's plan was for us. And if you want to know more, a little bit about that, then, you know, we were happy to tell you about our story in more detail, but I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to move on to the next part, was the united strength as a team that Priscilla and Aquila had. So as I mentioned earlier on, they were a couple, and actually every time they're mentioned in the Bible, in the New Testament, they're always mentioned together, not one or the other. Priscilla, as I said, was mentioned a couple of times first, which could mean that she was a little bit more prominent in the church, but we don't know. But yet she is thought of as a fearless teacher, but there is no suggestion that their partnership was none other than equal in every respect. And actually, through being husband and wife, God worked through them in amazing ways. Quite often when you talk or think of people's relationships, it's about looking at the nitty-gritty of the relationship. But actually here, when we think of Priscilla and Aquila, we think of them as together, and that God used their individual giftings, whether Priscilla, it was drawing alongside other women, because we know that Paul makes reference to other women in the church, and particularly in the early church, and recognizes how important they were in laying those foundations. And we as women, we're pretty good at chatting to each other, and I think we forget the importance of that. I remember one person praying for me one time, and I was doing my, I don't know what I meant to be doing, and somebody saying, I think God is saying, and the picture I have for you is a teapot. And I was like, a teapot? Okay, what does that mean? And I then went away and reflected on it, and Chris is going, well, you're always having cups of tea and coffee with people. And actually, I'd almost in a way didn't think that that was important, that I was just having tea and coffee. But the more that I've studied and looked at Priscilla and Aquila, I realised that actually that is so important, because those conversations that we have in our houses are really, really important. And they are laying foundations where we can learn and from each other and ask questions that we don't understand. And so what I want you to know, or question you, is do you have a team? With myself, you know, Chris and I are both Christians, and so we talk a lot of things through, but Paul was on his own. He didn't have a wife, and he was on his own. So he sought strength through God primarily, but he had a network of friends as well. So today, how's that? What's your network of friends, that of team? Again, that could be house group. We lead the house group here. And I know that if I can't speak to Chris, or there's things that I don't want to talk with Chris to, then I can go to my friends or the guys in the house group, where I know that they will give me honest opinions about something, or they'll pray for a situation and pray with me. My other team strength is through the ladies' Bible study that I do on a Monday morning. I struggle at times to get up in time in order to be part of that, but it's really important to have that. But it's needing the help to pray at times and always seeking them out, and I'm not always very good at that. But seek out your team. Who is that? Where do you find your team for that strength and unity? Because it's so important. And then we move on to their pioneering ministry, Aquila and Priscilla. You know, their pioneering ministry was that they spread the gospel through hospitality and learning. Paul writes to them in their home groups and the home churches that they established wherever they were. In Rome, they had a home group. They then had another group in Corinth. And then again, when they went to Ephesus, they took Apollos back to their home in order to teach and lay those foundations about truth and knowledge and worship. They worship God together. And he then, as I say, he then passed that on to laying foundations is key as we prepare and as we seek what is that God wants us to do. They also willingly actually stepped out, knowing that there was risk. Early church was under persecution, yet they knew that opening their house up to fellow Christians and believers coming in was putting their lives at risk. And there's times where Paul actually acknowledges in his letters, particularly in Rome, in Romans 16, 3, verses 4, he talks about how Priscilla made sacrifices and risks for him and also for the church as a whole. Do you take risks? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. There was one time I can recall that I felt that God was saying to me to help somebody financially. And as I said, talked to Chris quite a lot about things. And he went, okay, go ahead. If that's what you really feel that is what's to do. And so I did, and it just seemed to completely backfire. The help that I was given financially just made things 100 times worse. Or that's how it felt at the time. But actually God did work in that individual's life in a way that I didn't expect. And actually what I was being called to do in that situation was actually just show that person love, kindness, and support when they needed it. And that's what Priscilla and Aquila would have done as they shared their faith in the community, as they opened up their homes to those who needed them, spiritually and physically, whatever the situation. So Priscilla and Aquila were ordinary people who lived, worked, and opened up their homes to advance the kingdom of God. They passed on their knowledge, showed their faith in their daily living, and trusted in God in everything that they had. God used them to fulfill his plan and purpose, to show strength and unity, and to be pioneers in the early church. We may feel at times very insignificant, but God will do significant things through us if we allow him to. So my challenge to you guys is make the time to learn, to pray, and God will reveal his plans for you and use you. Seek out your team for that strength and unity that we need on a daily basis. And on the foundations on which you stand, which is the truth and the knowledge that Jesus Christ loves you and died for you, every single one of us, but we need to be prepared to take that risk. Are you prepared to take that risk for God? Because he did for you. Thanks, John. I'll hand back to you.